Welcome to the Sutphen Seminars Soul Blueprints course. I'm Dick Sutphen, and together we're going to explore the concept of destiny with talks and altered state of consciousness sessions. For most of my adult life, my primary unanswered question was, to what degree is life predestined? And after years of research, which has included writing many books, I've come to the conclusion each of us plans our life to experience with different degrees of destiny and free will. One person will structure his life to include destined opportunities and allow very little free will, while another person plans her incarnation with minimal destined events and considerable free will. Now, how this is structured seems to have a lot to do with the kind of lessons that need to be learned. In my Simon & Schuster pocketbooks titles, such as You Were Born Again to Be Together, Earthly Purpose, and Predestined Love, I explored the concept of destiny through romantic relationships. Lately, I've been researching destiny from different perspectives, and I'm more convinced than ever, at least our major relationships and the key events in all our lives are predestined. Depending upon how we've structured free will, how we respond to the people and events may or may not change the outcomes. But how we respond will show whether or not we've learned our lessons. If we respond with anger, hatred, or a lingering desire for revenge, we have not learned our lessons and will have to be tested again, later in this life or in a future life. Think of your life as a story you wrote while in spirit before incarnating upon the earth. Your soul is always pushing you to become more, to fulfill your earthly potentials. Matthew and Susan are a couple married for 14 years. They've been fighting for the last three, and they were ready to divorce when Matthew made an appointment for a past life regression. He arrived at my office clinging to a last shred of hope, feeling if he could find the true cause of his conflicts with Susan, maybe he could rise above the painful effects. During the counseling portion of our session, Matthew handed me a stack of astrology printouts. He said astrology had accurately predicted his marriage troubles. I flipped through the charts and agreed that his conflicts appeared to be destined. Then, he took another batch of printouts from his briefcase, laid them on my desk, and said, "These charts are progressions for the next 2 years. They show the conflict will continue, and if I'm reading them right, our relationship is going to get worse. Maybe we're destined to part." I told him we would talk about the future after the past life regression. And once he was in a deep, altered state of consciousness, I said, "In the memory banks of your subconscious mind, there is a memory of everything that has ever happened to you in this life and all your past lives. Every thought, word, and deed is recorded, and it's time to bring forgotten awareness to the surface so you may better understand what influences you, restricts you, or motivates you in the present." I directed Matthew back to the first time he and Susan shared a life. He began to describe an incarnation in 15th century Germany as farmers living an unfulfilling existence. He admitted being cruel to his wife. Now the couple shared three more incarnations over the next 400 years. They took turns being the aggressor, once as brothers. The last lifetime we explored, Matthew and Susan got along more often than not, and they remained together until death. After examining the past lives, I directed Matthew up into higher self, an all-knowing level of mind, and I asked him to return to a time in spirit when he was planning his current life. I said, "Be receptive to all you perceive. On the count of three, you'll be there. One, two, three."